Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh fruit edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our musical guests today call Des Moines home, but they are poised to make audiences nationwide reconsider soul music's relationship to the Midwest. Their easygoing, honest style is putting the heartland back on the map of the soul scene. Their latest release is titled Nova. Please welcome the Maytags.
don't you know that I need your reader, 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 oh baby.
Thank you very much.
It's the Maytags on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer. Seven of them on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. That's where we record most Java Blend live performances, at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Seven on the stage. They're standing closest to me. Dustin Smith has been on this stage before. Welcome to you and the rest of the Maytags, Dustin.
Thanks a lot for having us back, Ben.
Yeah, people will know your name and some of your music from another band. You were here, Sunday Silos.
Yeah, the Sunday Silos. I think it was either 2012 or 2013 we were here, and there was nine of us. So it's nice to come back with a little bit smaller of an ensemble.
All right. Well, we couldn't deal with much bigger. Seven of you here. It's very good that you don't have any tuba players or B3 organists out there. But let's go around the horn. Introduce us to the rest of the band, if you could, Dustin, before we get back to music.
Sure thing. On electric guitar, we have Benjamin Chappell.
All right.
On keyboards, we have Nick Leo. On electric bass, we have Daniel Kripke. On drums, we have Sam Mogerman. On trumpet, we have Andrew Poppin. And on saxophone, we have Aaron Ehrlich.
All right. Give it up for the Maytags. So your last album out, put out in 2014, Nova. So is the music you're playing this hour from that? You're working on something new. What's the preview of the album?
We're playing a lot of stuff from the EP that we released back in December of 2014. That was the first song, the first set of songs from this project as the Maytags. We'll be playing a couple newer ones for you. That first one we played was a new one. We went down to Nashville this last August to the same studio we recorded the EP at, and we tracked our debut full length, which we look forward to releasing at some point this coming spring of 2016.
How was that experience in Nashville?
It was beautiful. You know, I really hunted this studio down for a particular reason. You know, I was looking to capture a kind of an old school vibe and a real tape sound, and I was struggling to find, you know, the right fit for studio and everything here, you know, within Des Moines and within Iowa. And this studio had kind of come up on my radar for a couple reasons. One was the bands that were, you know, coming out of this studio, a band like Alabama Shakes and Benjamin Booker, you know, had made their way through this studio.
This is the Bomb Shelters.
The Bomb Shelter, yep, out of Nashville, Tennessee. And it's an all-analog studio, all vintage gear, in excellent condition, and it's owned by Andrea Tokic, who helped engineer our newest project. He was also a guy that was hands-on for Alabama Shakes and Benjamin Booker and so forth. So,
all right. Okay, sounding awesome in your first number. Let's go back to music by the Maytags. Incidentally, you can find out more about the Maytags by going to their website, themaytags.com. Back to music. What do you have for us next?
We're going to do a couple songs off the EP that we have. This next song is called Blind. Oh,
starting to feel blue.
Anthem. That's a song about being yourself and feeling good.
Believer to live not for nothing, babe. It ain't nothing, not only.
never gonna cry for you when the road is rough. Being stuck in the martyr made me work a little harder. Being stuck in the martyr made me work a little harder. In the rhythm of the night, you say you set yourself free. Whoa.
Now you can hear IPR Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more, plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, if you just joined us. The Maytags are with us on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, the number 7, and they fit onto our stage very nicely, producing this easygoing, powerful soul music. Dustin Smith there with his guitar and the lead vocals there. Dustin, you started your musical career in New York City, I understand?
That's where I went and studied jazz right after I graduated high school and started really diving headfirst into, all sorts of kinds of music. But that was where I began being real active as a songwriter.
What kind of gigs did you?
You know, when I first moved out there, I went out there to study drums, actually, and I played a lot of jazz gigs, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week sometimes. I played with songwriters here and there as a drummer. And, you know, writing songs was always something that I did. At the end of the day, it was effortless. It was my release, my medicine of everything else. And eventually I realized, you know, that that was something that really meant a lot to me, and performing in that context was something I've strived to achieve ever since. So
give me a quick survey of how you got from there as a jazz artist to now a soul artist and with these fellas here, the Maytags, based in Des Moines.
It found me, to tell you the truth. You know, everything has been a very natural process. You know, I'd been playing music since I was a kid, and I knew that I really wanted to further my studies, which is what led me to New York. When I moved back to New York, probably after about 4 years of being there, and I started working with, you know, a couple of these guys, Nick Leo in particular.
When you moved to Des Moines, back when I moved,
yep, and that was in 2009, and I put out, you know, an EP with a group of guys here, and it was very folky and country. I played a lot of acoustic guitar. It was a very stripped down kind of thing, and you know, I really enjoyed that kind of music, but I always struggled with live shows. You know, it always felt like it was very new to me, so I wasn't quite sure what to make of it. But you know, it was hard to get people to respond the way that I wanted to, and I kind of went on this search to find a more rocking kind of sound, a sound that I could perform and maybe get people a little bit more, you know, excited and a less intimate experience, which was what led to the Sunday Silos. And I didn't really have a good idea directionally of what I wanted to achieve with that. I just knew that I wanted it to be a more, you know, rock and roll, electric kind of sound. And it was, you know, a huge ensemble, you know, background singer and four horns. Through Dustin Smith and the Sunday Silos, I really kind of honed in a little bit on, you know, soul music was a style that I found to be super fascinating, you know, and including so many different elements, you know, of blues and jazz and, you know, the horns and the background singers. And it just felt like something that I wanted to push forward and hone in on a lot more, hence, you know, the whole birth of the Maytags and what we are today. So
we are loving the sound, the power you're putting out. It's a nice groove we've got going here with the coffee house, the small venue, something you're not used to, or it's not really intimate music you play.
Yeah.
It is kind of in a way, but it's powerful at the same time.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we try and translate a message, you know, of honesty and just being ourselves. And, you know, all of us, you know, have musical backgrounds and have been playing in so many different ensembles for so long that, you know, we've really learned, you know, what it's like to play, you know, a small, you know, intimate house show with this ensemble, or, you know, to perform on the festival level in front of a couple thousand people or so forth too. You know, we take our experience and try to bring that to any environment that we're performing.
Okay, let's go back to more music this hour. They are the Maytags. Let's hear some more of this.
We're going to play another song off our EP that we released almost about a year ago. So we're going to play another song off that. It's called I Got No Reasons. Rock and roll style. Daniel Kripke start this next song off. It was the single off of our EP. It's called Cassius.
Street clothes, only Lord knows.
in a Mississippi state of emergency. Girl, you hurted me. All of the times we had sensual Texas that you need some night. Let's get to it, let's get to it, my love. Street clothes, when the store closed and the lights went out tonight. Baby, you caught me in my street clothes. Only Lord knows I wanna take you home tonight. Baby, your street clothes, only Lord knows. Let me listen to the heart of an angel. A serious matter of doubt is on the table. Take a label, I'm willing and able. 4th of July, we'll be holding hands. It's common sense and understand. Let's get to it, let's get to it, my love.
One of the newer songs that we'll be releasing on our new album this next spring. It was a song called Street Clothes.
Keep on. Gotta keep on.
Mo, start it off.
Feel good like a young brother should. I've been sipping on the smoke of your gun. I've been trying to keep it real. Got some nerves made of steel. I'm as tired as a dog on a porch. Got my mind on the move, rolling steady with your groove. I know I ain't the kind of man to let you walk all over me. There'll be days when I'm down, not sorry, not proud. My soul, I will shout. You gotta keep on and take a walk outside. You gotta keep on, 'cause it feels alright. You gotta keep on. They're as cryptic as the sand in my toes. So
I will rest between the study and the test. All my trials and my troubles reside. Got my mind on the move, going steady with your groove. No, I ain't the kind of man to let you walk all over me. There'll be days when I'm down, I'm not sorry, not proud. My soul, I will shout, I will shout. You gotta keep on, take a walk outside. You gotta keep on, cause it feels alright. You gotta keep on.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
Spending an hour with the Maytags on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we're glad to have them on the stage, seven of them on the stage. Java Blend specializes in fresh brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been in the business of brewing them up since 2001. Our shows are recorded before a live audience most Friday afternoons of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. They're open to the public, and we do get around to other venues in the state, so make sure you keep track of our Java Blend events by going to iowapublicradio.org. You can find out about our events, our broadcasts, and of course, all of our performances are made available free of charge as podcasts. You can download them to your favorite device or listen to them online by going to iowapublicradio.org. Have time for a few more tunes. Dustin Smith, let me ask you, in a sort of a nutshell version, how does a tune come to be? How is it created in this band now that you've got the Maytags together?
You know, as I said earlier, you know, I think one of the big things we strive to achieve is just an honesty within ourselves, you know, as musicians and artistically. But me personally, it usually starts, you know, in a place of, you know, thought and deep concentration or you know, wherever it is that I'm writing. You know, the ideas come to mind. This album that'll be coming out this spring I took a more collaborative approach, which I think it's definitely headed that way as a unit. But I would bring these songs to Tim Sanders, who did a lot of the horn arrangements and kind of helped map out a lot of these ideas together, and then we would present them, you know, to the band and kind of work to build them up, you know, to the sound that we were hoping to achieve. And you know, as we continue writing, you know, even you know, last week and the week before, you know, I think it's very important to draw, you know, out the best in every musician that I work with and us as a unit. So I think, you know, the farther we head down the line and the more we understand how this band works and what we're trying to achieve with it musically, I think it's much easier to work as a unit and building these songs up. So,
sounding very, very good. Let's go back to some music. We've got a time for I guess three or four more, depending on the length here. What do you got for us next?
Sounds good. I'm going to do a song called Birthday Song. Mm-hmm.
Brick wall, no, not this time. My heart is yearning for a land. don't say a word to me. This phone's reserved for emergency. Let you know that I love you.
Let you know that I love you.
No, you shouldn't have to call me. I shouldn't have to call you either. You see right now I just need a moment. A moment to reflect. Wrong with me, strung out all night, 360 degrees. So much for old time's sake, you said. Throw it in the fire of the war you led. Babe, please, these knees can't take no more. One or the other, or I'm out the door.
Thank you very much.
Winding up the hour with the Maytags, Dustin Smith, Andy Poppin, Nick Leo, Daniel Kripke, Aaron Ehrlich, Ben Chappell, and Sam Mogerman. And they are the Maytags with us. We have time enough for a tune or two. I want to thank Phil Moss, our engineer today at the Java House, and technical producer. Also, Mitch McAndrew, our assistant producer. And again, if you'd like to find out more about the Maytags, go to their website, themaytags.com. Any parting words before you send us off, Dustin?
I just want to say thank you. Thanks to everybody that's here, and thanks to Iowa Public Radio and you, Ben, of course, for hosting us today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We're super happy to have your talent on our stage. Let's hear it for the Maytags.
Don't cause nothing.
Let me in through your door.
Ooh, your door, you let me in. Right back to your problems again.
And all of your problems come with a punch. And all of your problems, it's really too much. And all of your problems punch, and all of your problems, it's really too much. Well, you cut it with a knife like an elephant that's in the room. Yes, someone called a doctor, my heart, it has been.
pill and all of your problems. Look what you do. Time is a given, fourth time is for living. Chalk it out like a crime scene, like a crime I'd never see. Right back to your problems again, and all of your problems come with a punch. And all of your problems, it's really too much. Well, we come with a knife like an elephant that's in the room. Someone called a doctor, my heart it has been broken in two. And all of your problems, look what you do. And all of your problems, look what you do.
All of your problems, baby. I talk about the problems in the world, I talk about the problems in your heart. I want you to know there ain't no problems right now, it's just you and I. You see a world like this, there ain't no room for fighting. Oh no, you have got to be yourself.
All of your problems come with a punch. All of your problems.